Hi, I'm Sue Enquist, the head softball coach at UCLA. Today we're going to talk about outfield drills with outfield coach, assistant UCLA softball coach, Gina Vecchione. Playing the outfield is a position that doesn't get a lot of attention. As coaches, sometimes we don't really focus on that area of the game. Our goal today is to give you a large amount of drills to work on all facets of the game. It's more than just catching and throwing. Let's take a look right now at outfield drills with assistant coach Gina Vecchione.
Hi, I'm Gina Vecchione, and I'm here to take you through outfield drills. This is the cone drill, and its purpose is to work on your footwork going into the throw. The first progression to this drill is to start with, you're going to land with your throwing foot forward, and you're going to face square, straight ahead, square to your target for right now. Go ahead, Steph. Notice she's landing on the balls of her feet. And glove and throwing foot goes first. Throwing foot first. Good. The next progression to this drill is now she's going to start, lead with her throwing foot, land, and when she comes through with that glove foot, she's going to square up her shoulder sideways to her target. So it's going to look something like this. And then when she goes through it again, now she's going to incorporate that her glove arm elbow be pointing at her target and her throwing hand come up in that ready to throw position. Good. The next progression to this drill is actually going down and getting in that fielding position for right now, ideally glove foot forward, glove on the ground, and then transferring into this drill from there. The purpose of the drill you just saw is so that the player can field the ball, gather themselves, plant, get their shoulder to their target, and throw. This drill is run through the catch, and the purpose of this drill is to set up the fly ball so that you are running through the catch to transfer into the throw. Stephanie here, our outfielder, she's going to set up. The cone is a marker as a starting point for her. I'm the coach. I have the ball in my hand. As I say go, she drops her throwing side, and I toss this ball up high in the air. She's retreating to that cone as the second marker. She's going to square up to the ball, keep her feet moving, and timing is crucial here. And she's going to time it so she comes down and completes the run through the catch so her momentum is going through to her target. Let's take a look. Go. That's it. Go. One more. Notice how she keeps her feet moving and then she makes that explosive move forward. It's all about timing. Go. Okay, this is the line drive drill. The purpose of this drill is to catch the ball on the run, the line drive, catch it, and transfer your weight to your target and make a throw. Let's take a look. Notice how Steph, once she makes that catch, she transfers her weight, she shifts her feet to her target. Also, take a look at how she gets that stride foot, her glove foot pointing right at her target. Okay, let's switch sides. We've switched sides now. Now she's gonna go with the ball on her throwing side or to her backhand side. So this will be an easier throw for her as a lefty. Once she makes the catch, notice she's decelerating and she's throwing her weight, her momentum, back in the direction of her target. This is the relay drill. This is the ball that's hit by the outfielder, and now the outfielder must go back to the fence, retrieve the ball, and make a good throw to that relay person. We're going to go through these mechanics in slow motion and see how she approaches the ball and how she gets her grip and then her stride to her target. Ball's hit, ball's back at the fence. She wants to approach the ball and field the ball on her back foot. She's loading up on her backside. Notice she's grabbing the ball with her glove and her throwing hand. Never barehanded. Bigger margin of error for you to drop the ball that way. This is the correct way. As she's scooping the ball in her glove, she's finding her grip. Now her front shoulder is right at her target. She's going to come up and make that throw. That good throw, hit the relay person chest and head high so that they can make a good transition to make that throw into the infield and make the play. This is the blind drill. The purpose of this drill is communication between the outfielders. As a coach, I'm going to have the outfielders turn their backs to me in this drill. I'm going to toss the ball high in the air, a fly ball between the two of them. As I throw the ball in the air, I'm going to tell them go or turn. Whatever words you want to use as the command is fine. They're going to turn, find the ball, and communicate with each other who's going to catch it. And then whoever is that off outfielder needs to get in that backup position. Let's take a look. Go!
Ball, 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 ball.
If you're not the outfielder catching the ball, then you get into that backup position. Go!
Ball, 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 ball.
Notice they're catching the ball. They're still working on their footwork. As they catch the ball, ideally, glove foot forward. So they're in that good position to catch and get in good position to make a throw. Go!
Go, 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 go.
Go! This is the two ball drill. Purpose of this drill is to get the outfielder working on their reactions to the ball. It's also a good cardio workout where I'm gonna toss a ball to her left side. She's gonna go back, catch it, make a throw, and then sprint to her right. And I'm gonna throw the next ball, catch it, make a throw, and back and forth, back and forth. It's gonna be a mix of fly balls as well as ground balls. Let's take a look. This is the bare hand drill. The purpose of this drill is so the outfielder can work on seeing the ball into their glove. In this drill, we're going to use the softy balls, and we're not going to have them use any gloves. Okay? They're going to do it barehanded. That way, they work on concentrating on seeing the ball go into their glove hand. We're going to work both sides. They're going to go out, turn their shoulders, work on their over the shoulders, on their left sides and their right side. Let's take a look. Notice they're using their glove hand only. and they're working their backhand side and their glove side. This isn't as easy as it looks. It takes a lot of concentration. This is the gap communication drill. The purpose of this drill is get the outfielders to communicate with one another so we can make a play on the ball, whether it be a fly ball or a ground ball, whether it be shallow or one that's hit over their head. Make note on this, coaches, as you do this drill, you designate a center fielder. That way it will alleviate any confusion when two outfielders are calling for the ball. If two outfielders are calling for the ball, then the rule of thumb is it's the center fielder's ball. And that will alleviate any confusion with that. Let's take a look as coach hits the balls to the outfield. Make sure that you have your outfielders call it at the peak flight of the ball. And make sure that they call it out a few times and loud. If you're not the outfielder fielding the ball, then you need to get into that backup position. You never know if that outfielder is going to drop that ball. As an outfielder, as you run to the ball, you want to pump your arms. That helps with your leg drive. You never want to call the ball for another fielder. Only call the ball if you plan on catching it or you're making an attempt at it. Remember, peak flight. Communication as well on ground balls. If you're the backup outfielder, then you need to get around and in position and not overrun the play on a ground ball. This drill is called the charge drop drill. The purpose of this drill is to work on both the ball that's in front of you making the shoestring catch. The outfielder will hustle in, make the shoestring catch, and then turn and pick a shoulder and go back for the one over the shoulder. They're going to drop their shoulder and pump their arms and get back and retrieve that ball as well. One quick tip before we get going on this drill, make sure that the outfielders, when they go drop back on the ball, that their toes and their hips and their shoulders are all facing the outfield fence and that they are just looking back over their shoulder for the ball. This is the crossover drill. The purpose of this drill is to work on your footwork for a ball that you've turned your shoulder to go and now you are on the wrong side of the ball. You have crossed the path of the ball as an outfielder, so you need to make that adjustment. So they're going to drop, step, and cross over, and now they'll be in perfect position to make the catch. Let's take a look. Notice they're pumping their arms, keeping their leg drive going. Good. A variation to this crossover drill is the blind pivot drill. And what the purpose of this drill is, it, when the ball is hit high and deep and the outfielder has time to take their eye off the ball and switch their head to their opposite shoulder and make a play on the ball. Let's take a look. Notice that the outfielder switches her head from her shoulder to her opposite shoulder and doesn't follow the ball as it travels over the top of her head. It's just a quick turn of the head to the opposite shoulder. This next drill is a drill that focuses on the slice. As the left-handed hitter, the ball that's sliced to left field, and the right-handed hitter's the ball that tails away on that right fielder. Important things to look for in this, or to tell your outfielder, is that they pump their arms and that they keep going because the ball is going to tail away from them. Another thing to work on in this drill is that they also work on the fade of the ball. Not only is the ball going to tail away, but it's going to probably die. So they not only have to run lateral and keep going, but run in and lateral and work on that fade of the ball. Let's take a look. Now we're in right field and we're going to work on that slice from the right-handed hitter to the right fielder. Let's take a look. This drill is called the target drill. The purpose of this drill is to get our outfielders to perfect their throws and be specific on their throws to the bases. In doing this, we have the fielder, the base person, sitting on a stool. And the outfielder is to hit the receiver in the four corners. If the throw is outside of that four corner area, then they let the ball go. Let's take a look. Notice how Steph uses her legs when she throws the ball. She plants off that back foot right at her target. Good release point. This is the shoestring catch drill. We're going to work on the outfielder making that catch on that ball that's been blooped into the outfield. She's going to charge in, keeping in mind that the ball will never, if it does hit the ground, it will never bounce up higher than her knee. Okay, so she's going to keep her glove extended, eyes to the ball, and shovel out to the ball with her glove. Let's take a look. Just a little something to add on to that drill. Remember, outfielders, that you're not always going to go and you're not always going to catch the ball on the fly. But in the drill, I want you to also practice catching the short hop and not quitting on the play. Even though you don't make the catch on the fly, you still want to come up with the ball on the short hop, because you're going to practice like you play in the game. And sometimes in the game, you don't always come up with that catch. So make sure that you complete the drill in this drill. And it's not just about catching the ball on the fly, that you work on the short hop ball as well. This drill is called the fence drill. And what we're going to do as outfielders is work on playing the ball at the fence. First balls that you're going to see are going to be high balls, high and deep, where the outfielder has time to turn, sprint back to the fence, find the fence, get up on the fence, and then play the ball from there, whether they have to make their timing to make their jump to catch the ball at the fence, or if the ball isn't quite to the fence, to come off it and make the catch. Let's take a look. Variation of that drill now on the fence is the one that threads the needle between the outfielder and the fence. That's the ball that should be caught. You need to use your peripheral vision as an outfielder. As you get closer to the fence, the wall or the outfield fence should get larger in your peripheral vision. Let's take a look. This drill is the sun ball drill, and the purpose of this drill is obviously to play the ball that's been hit into the sun and is coming out of the sun. The most important thing in this drill, outfielders, is to remember that the ball is staying on a straight path, both in and up into its peak flight, and then as it's descending. So remember to follow the path of the ball, even when it goes up into the sun. It'll come back out in that same line, on that same line. Also, use your glove as a visor to the sun and just keep your eyes underneath the glove and stay with the ball in the sun and to wait till it comes out on that path. Let's take a look. This is the infield-outfield communication drill. This is the ball that's hit in the air between, in that gray area between the infielder and the outfielder. Rule of thumb, the infielder goes back on the ball until an outfielder calls them off. Let's take a look. is the backup drill for the outfielder, backing up the throws coming from the infield. You want to make sure that you keep your head up and that you're in controlled sprint, and that you can see the play developing and read any ball that's rebounded and scoots in a different direction. Let's take a look. As an outfielder, when you're working on backing up the balls, if you're the left or right fielder, the fence comes into play, that foul line fence. So you want to make sure you know how the ball comes off the fence, whether it hits the fence and stays and rolls, or if it hits and rebounds off. And you want to make sure that you play a good angle on the ball. This concludes the outfield drill tape. Work hard, have fun, and I hope these drills help you out.
This concludes the outfield drills with Gina Vecchione. I hope the players and the coaches out there have something more to work on in regards to the outfield position. Take pride in your position and spend each day on getting better, working angles, making sure you can throw strikes to the bases. Communicate all the little things that are involved with becoming a better outfielder and a better outfield coach. Good luck.